Tehran on the occasion of the 32nd anniversary of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Islamabad has been hosting Iran's Cultural Week. Adil Sabir reports.
The opening ceremony of the Cultural Week was attended by the Ambassador of Iran to Pakistan, Mashallah Shakri, and the Director General of the Pakistan National Council of Arts, Tawqir Nasir. The program started with the recitation of the verses from the Holy Quran, followed by the national anthems of the two countries, as well as recitation of the Asma'ul Husna, meaning the names of God.
Depicting that art in Iran is flourishing and it is at the peak of its freshness, and manifesting the spirit and dynamic soul of Iranian nation.
The exhibition was organized in three different parts. One part included works by Iranian artists showing delicate inlaid woodwork, elaborate hand-engraved handicraft work, and exquisite Persian rugs. The second part included calligraphic and ancient paintings. The third part included a screening of two films, one shown on the first day of the exhibition called The Colors of Paradise. It tells the story of a blind boy with a zest for life and his father who thinks he is a burden, held as a poignant commentary on feeling the joys of life with a tragic end.
Optimistic about it, that these things can strengthen the relationship between the two countries, and again, that is very important, the softer image of Pakistan, that goes away, that goes to the corners, four corners of the world.
The Iranian ambassador, Mashallah Shakri, said it was a matter of joy that Iran and Pakistan were enjoying their cultural ties that would surely strengthen socio-economic relations. The honorable ambassador once again reiterated Iran's message of cooperation, unification, and tolerance.
Historically, Pakistan and Iran have enjoyed cordial and brotherly ties. Further cultural exhibitions and exchanges like this will help in bringing together the region's two most important Islamic nations. Adil Sabir, Press TV.